Well, that was an interesting episode.
I think their critiques might have gone on longer than last season's.
Zane, it's airtime for Dylan's flirting. We should be thankful that the critiques don't have I'm Too Sexy playing in the background.
Hate to interrupt your flirting, guys, but does anyone see Magin around? I need to ask him something.
Oh, hey, Carnage, and, no. I haven't seen him since Trigatron took a hold of him.
He's probably off with Trigatron still. That's why Trigatron pulled back Trigatree to critique again.
Oh, Trigatree's back? Then why'd she even make the robot in the first place?
I think her plans have officially backfired.
Does that mean we'll have even more of I Wanna Take Over the World on this show? I'd like total world domination.
Not to mention more flirting! Now Dylan can flirt with a real one instead of the robot.
Good job, Dylan. You just moved one step up.
Anyways, Carnage, don't worry. Marshall will be back. Eventually.
Mind if I hang out with you guys then? I was going to spend my time gently sabotaging the main power core in case I didn't get through and then blow this whole thing off if I was thrown out. But then I thought that's no fun, so I bought a sniper rifle instead.
Not at all. We were just talking about the last episode.
Speaking of which, did you hear that apparently there's like a sound barrier or something in the next episode?
Yeah, I heard something about that as well. They could barely make out the critique because they couldn't hear each other.
Could it be so great that God didn't want it to be tarnished by the critique?
Or maybe it was so bad that God didn't think there needed to be a critique. The horrors were obvious.
Oh, it's definitely yours then, Zane.
What? Carnage? I thought we were cool. I even let you in my show and everything.
Let me? You needed me. Excuse me, but...
Guys. How can you be arguing at a tense moment like this? Only Incarnate and Kat have passed through so far.
Oh, Glythia, you worry too much. You might be the hardest to kill. Hug with bullets.
Why should I worry? It's obvious I'm awesome.
Right. Tell me, which pill did you take this morning? Was it the vitamins or the LSD?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but this'll be fun. I'm pretty confident.
I don't get you guys.
What's simple, Glythia. We can all be arrogant bastards here.
Watch who you're calling a bastard, Carnage.
I may be a bastard, but I ain't arrogant.
Oh, Bryson. We all know you've got a huge ego because Dylan keeps comparing you to Neil Patrick Harris.
Wait, no, that's not true.
Oh, really? And I quote... Oh, Bryson, you're so awesome. You look so amazing, especially since you look so much like Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, I remember that. Didn't he also say something about how Bryson was better than Neil Patrick Harris? And then something about pink tutus.
Where was I in all of this hibernating?
Probably crying.
Over the England-Germany match.
Sad times. It's amazing they let the blind judge goals.
Anyways... I think that green light over there next to the skull and crossbones sign means they're done.
Oh, I want to go listen to the next episode.
I guess I'll come along.
Suppose I might as well come too. I'm tired of waiting for Margin anyway.
First up is Mr. Awesomebeard, also known as Apatheria.
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap!
They say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear. Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear... I'd name him Chris Jericho.
Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech sweet nightingale and demand a damned Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself, grow up, and... stop leaving your shoes everywhere!
It's just a feeling, you know. You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love. And it creeps in, like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
What do you mean? Why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand?
1 foot-long monster wiener, please. And, hold the bun.
Please, explain to me why you do this to yourself. Because I'm at the point where I will leave if this disintegrates further. You are better than this.
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
Oh, it's Apotheria.
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 Oh, we're wasting so much time.
Oh, it's Apotheria.
What did you think of this, Dylan?
I like your voices. Like, a lot of them sounded legit. And a lot of people do these voices and they sound stupid and fake to me. But yours sounded win, at least, like, the first few. I also liked the grow up and stop leaving your shoes everywhere, the pause you took before you took up the intensity. I didn't like your cutting your partner line. I think you should have used your normal voice for that or something less over the top sounding. And I also didn't like the voice you used on the last line, and I can't remember what it was, but I didn't like it. It sounded too out there for me.
Wacko? It sounded like wacko.
It probably was wacko then. What'd you think?
Or yakko. I don't know. I really liked the wiener line. I don't know why. And then I like that you went, like, complete jerk on the kiss me line. And then the please explain why one sounded extraordinarily Sonic Mega to me.
Wow. You can't go one episode without mentioning either Dark Wolf or Sonic Mega, can you?
I'm obviously madly in love with the both of them.
I think so.
That last year... Anime Expo.
All right, calm down.
Things happened.
All right, calm down. Nobody needs to hear about that.
And there was a line that reminded me of Stephen Colbert, and I can't pinpoint which one it was. And then the real life, the Cinderella line that, sounded completely different from yourself, which was weird because it was well within your range, but sounded different.
Here's the question on everybody's mind. Could Apotheria beat Dark Wolf if they were competing together?
I think it's possible.
Oh!
I mean, Dark Wolf didn't submit his, his narration for the finale, so really, with odds like that, anyone could beat Dark Wolf.
Okay, that's just cruel.
Yeah, well, I'm spiteful.
Who's got the better beard, Appa or Russ? I gotta give it to Russ.
I guess because Russ's has all that age and wisdom behind it.
Yeah, Appa's is young and foolish.
Yeah.
And scraggly. And smells like beer.
Oh, yeah. You know that Russ's is gonna be a very healthy smelling beard because.
Yes.
And he's kosher and everything.
I've smelled.
He doesn't even let pork near that.
I've smelled Russ's beard and it smells delicious.
Next up, and about to do a trapeze act while performing her demo, Pie Face. Let's go.
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock. Watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
So I told Ricky to meet me later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? 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 Jesus, man, just calm down and speak clearly. So he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me...
His mother, Brother Bunker, you must have broken a butter and jelly sandwich.
I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door, to the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts? Serial killers? Vampires? Chills run up my spine and I just... freeze. There's no stopping it. Rather have whatever I fear take me right then and there.
Stop taking my banana!
Look, I'm going to say this once more, and once more only. I want some pieces for you. Either accept the pieces, or don't.
But at least acknowledge them!
This is all your fault! You sucked it all up! No more awesome for the rest of us! Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you?
I would do anything to make you love me.
So please, in consolation, can you, at the very least, kiss me?
It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute, you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in, like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand?
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
Okay, Tregatree.
Okay, Dylan.
The music was a little loud.
Damn it. I can't tell with these headphones. I'm sorry. I'll amp
it. It might be my headphones. I don't know.
No, I have really good headphones so I can hear everything. And I forget that people have shit headphones and, you know, other headphones. But it was a little loud. When she sent the lines to me, they were extremely quiet and I had to normalize them. And then I
blame poor Pie Face.
And it still wasn't enough. So, and they were a really big file too. So, anyway, I'm done complaining about what I had to go through to mix.
I don't know why you offer to mix every year, because you always complain about it.
Because I feel it's wrong to have an acting competition where mixing is a necessity.
Well, I feel like if they want to be in the competition, they'll get somebody to mix. Everybody knows somebody that can mix. Bogus offered to mix everybody's.
And Druox did, too.
And Druox, and both of them are good mixers. Anyway, I didn't like your second line. I don't remember what it was, but I didn't like it. I loved your third line, the Afraid of the Dark line. I liked the Pulling Pieces line a lot, and the Cut Something line really creeped me out.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yes.
I liked this overall.
I didn't hate it. And you had some, like, really, I don't know, bizarre inflections or something, but they were win, as far as I'm concerned.
So. Something about the way you deliver lines is epic win.
Yeah.
I think it's because you're Asian. And 14.
Oh, baby. Just that how I like them.
All right, Chagachi, calm down. That's not acceptable.
You got me started. You know what you started, Holmes. You know what you started.
What are you talking about? This has gotten uncomfortable. I think we should stop.
Next up is the sweet and wonderful Kissy Sensei.
Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech sweet nightingale and demand a damn Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself, grow up, and stop leaving your shoes everywhere. Hey! I said no, Mr. Stapler! This is not Noah's Ark! You cannot have the staples exit 2x2! Oh, don't make me send the flood!
It's hard, you know? It just says no, no, no all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up. I want to smack him or kick him or something. I would do anything to make you love me, so please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
This is your fault! You sucked it all up! No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that. You won't be so awesome when you're dead, now will you?
So, I told Ricky to meet me later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? Jesus, man, just calm down and speak clearly. So, he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me his mother bought the wrong kind of mustard for her peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love and it creeps in like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
I got this toy from the toy store and bought it home, and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
Well, if you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you'll come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
Please. Just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
Chagachi, would you like to go first?
Okay. I didn't like the first line very much. And then, the stapler line, I thought it was cute, but I didn't have much of an opinion on it. And then the no line, I thought was really good. And I liked the, when you, like, took a moment to pause and you went into the, I want to kick him or smack him or something. It sounded honestly frustrated, and I really liked that. I like your boy voices. And then the crazy New Yorker or whatever accent that was funny to me. And so
I had those.
I didn't want to put any music behind it because I was like, I'm just gonna make a scene for this. And then the if you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy line sounded so much like Dragon Knight Tara to me.
Oh, here we go. Another. You can't go without mentioning old school active people who aren't on the show anymore.
I miss them all.
Let go of the past. It's over. Next season, you'll be like, I miss Kissy Sensei.
And then the please just leave me alone line sounded kind of silly to me, and I can't quite pinpoint why. And now I'm done.
I like your boy voices, and I like your Brooklyn accent. I had those two notes also. The acting to me didn't really stand out, to be honest. Like, I didn't find any lines I really liked your delivery on, but nothing was really bad either.
Mm-hmm.
I liked your little girl crying line. It was really good. The way you kept sniffling, I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, nothing really stood out to me as far as... I mean, it was solid acting, but I didn't hear anything that was like, oh, wow, that was really good. But I didn't hear anything where I was like, oh, wow, that was really bad either.
I agree.
So, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Next up in juggling flaming hoops, Valkyrie Celeste. Perform your demo.
I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home. And then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
It's hard, you know? He just says no, no, no all the time and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up. I want to smack him or kick him or something.
I think that if you look just a little deeper... just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we can be very mutually beneficial to each other.
So, I told Ricky to meet me later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? 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 Jeez, man, calm down and speak clearly. So, he finally gets to the point where he can... and he tells me that his mother bought the wrong kind of mustard for her peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead. Now will you?
Please just leave me alone. Just stop it, okay?
Stop touching my banana.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with these sadistic little games.
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me, do you understand?
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
Valkyrie, when did you learn how to act?
Valkyrie, when did you learn how to not sound like, I don't know, Valkyrie? Not, yeah, I don't know.
She can do voices all of a sudden.
Yeah, when did that happen?
I like this for the most part. I didn't like your sadistics little game line. And I didn't like the what do you mean, why line. I don't like it when you try and convey, like, legit, like, sad emotions. Because it always sounds fake to me.
I liked her what do you mean, why line. I didn't like her "don't hurt her" line at all. I mean, it was short and bad to me. But, yeah. And then, the other line I didn't really like that much was, let's see here. The mutually beneficial line. It sounded a little too Marilyn Monroe in a bad way.
Yeah, I could see that. I actually like that line.
The Ricky line, I simultaneously like it and don't like it. So, I don't know.
Well, I thought her mutually beneficial line, like, she could have gone a lot more extreme sexy with it. I'm glad she didn't. I thought she kept it kind of subdued, which I liked.
Well, I don't know. It didn't seem like she had a full grasp on the voice. It seemed like she had just barely lassoed it and hadn't quite pulled it in.
But at least she did voices.
Yeah, no, I'm totally impressed with the fact that she did voices. And then I loved your last line. I don't remember what it was, but I loved it apparently because I wrote that I loved it.
I liked her last line too. It was the "could you just kiss me," I think, line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought you did a good job with that one.
And the "stop touching my banana" one made me laugh.
Yeah, I liked that one too. It was a good demo, I thought.
I thought so too. I mean, this showed off that you actually have range, which is something I would never have expected you come season one.
I know. If now it's first Chagachi's singing and now you're doing range voices, what's going on?
People are saying the world is turning upside down.
It's all falling apart, Chagachi.